Bicycle.
I want to ride my
Hey, you're never too old or too young. Maybe you can be too young to learn how to ride a bicycle. And that's what we're going to talk about on this segment of the Carolina Outdoors. Welcome, everyone. I'm Bill Bartee. Sitting beside me, Mr. D.C. Lucchese.
Welcome back, Cotter.
Okay, Horseshack. Hold it down over there.
That's right.
Listen, keep it down.
Keep it down.
We hang our hats over at Jesse Brown's through the week, but we're glad that WBT blast up and down the Eastern Seaboard with the Carolina Outdoors. Also available at jessebrowns.com. Also available at Jesse Brown's CLT. That means Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just get over there and listen to these segments as you please. And, DC, I went to the learntoridecLT.com page to kind of prepare ourselves for our next guest. And guess who is on the front cover there?
Sadly, a good-looking guy is right there on that page as well. So,
well, there's a good-looking guy in a sun hat and sunglasses with a bunch of kids and a bunch of adults surrounding him. And we're not going to talk to you about this, but you are one of the founding members of Learn to Ride Charlotte, Learn to Ride CLT.
That is correct, yeah. We'll let Ben talk all about it. We got Ben on the line here, Ben Cooley, also one of the partners in this program. Ben Cooley, who owns Bicycle Sport, you guys probably, and gals, probably all know him from that line of work, or what his main line of work is, but, you know.
Well, we'll talk all about
many,
that.
Right, there are many, many things the brother does in the bike community outside of that. But this is one of the things that that we do for the cycling community and the community at large.
Well, we're going to jump feet first in there and talk a little bit about this. Ben Cooley, Bicycle Sport, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Ben, who started this thing up, Learn to Ride?
Well, thank you very much, Bill. Appreciate it in D.C. Good to be here this morning. Who started this? That's a loaded question. Dick Winters, D.C. Lucchese, and myself over, I believe, a couple cups of coffee or beer. Not sure which one it was. Could have been both. But we kind of came up with an idea of just how do we get more people outdoors exercising, healthy, riding bikes? And that's kind of where we started. Started with children, but then has definitely expanded to, we saw a need to teach anyone to learn to ride, not just kids. So that's been about 4 years ago, and DC may be able to correct me on that if I'm wrong, but I think that's right. And it's pretty exciting stuff. We've had a lot of kids through the years and adults. So I think last year we had almost 500 participants come through the Learn to Ride program. So always exciting. So,
well, listen, I've got a soon to be 5-year-old, and she's still got her training wheels. And so she will be out at the next event, March 17th at Wingate Park Rec Center, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. But I am intrigued by the adults that are learning to ride their bicycle. Tell us some of those stories about older people who never learned how to ride the old two-wheel bicycle.
Yeah, I mean, you grow up and everybody lives and has a different story, and some people had access to bicycles as children, and some people did not. I mean, it just wasn't feasible. So you're never too old to learn, for sure. We've had everything from grandparents in their, I believe, roughly around 70-something to learn, years old, for one young lady. And she was there actually with her granddaughter to learn as well. So that was a pretty cool day. We've had many adults through the years, just like you said, for one circumstance or another, just it never happened. Almost like, you know, there's a fair many people who didn't learn to swim, just wasn't part of their thing growing up. So. But now they, with more and more people getting outside and definitely more infrastructure being put into cycling and walking and just being outdoors, they want to get outside with not only their family and their friends, but just to be healthy. So,
and Ben, just so everybody that's listening has a better bead on exactly how this works, we're not all at the top of a big hill hanging on to the back of these kids' bikes or grown-ups' bikes and sending them on their merry way, there's actually a process. Tell us a little bit about that.
There is a process, and you are correct. That is not what we do, but next time maybe we will.
Exactly.
We use the balance bike method, which is a pretty tried and true method where we actually will remove all pedals, training wheels, and everything, and start with the basics. You learn to balance, and from there you learn to start getting momentum, and as you do that, you can then glide, and then we graduate to putting your pedals back on so that you can go ahead and start pedaling around in a park or a circle, wherever we may be, and a slight downslope does help start the process a little bit, but there's no pushing involved.
Exactly. There's no pushing involved. And I think
with encouragement.
Exactly. Lots and lots of encouragement. And as Ben said, that same encouragement that works for the kids and that same method that works for the kids, it works for grownups as well. It's not like learning a foreign language, as they say. It really is just putting two and two together and starting from what really should be a beginning point for all of us, which is we can all figure out the pedal part, but some of us come to the table without having learned that balance part, and that's the thing that is the big hurdle for folks to get over, regardless of their age. And being in that group setting like that, regardless of your age, again, is both a comforting opportunity, but also an encouragement opportunity as well, where you're like, you know, there's safety in numbers, as they say, and there's that physical and visual comfort of going like, you know what, if they can do this, I can do this.
Yeah, definitely. The visual, I think, has helped many of people, especially the children, seeing other children of the same age and or the different ages kind of tackling the same process. And it gives them definitely that confidence that they can do it, where mom and dad or instructors, we can tell them all day long, you got this. But I think they need to feel that themselves. And sometimes having those other people around who are also in the exact same boat, learning it and getting it right there in front of their eyes, definitely gives them that confidence to give it that extra little kick.
Right. And I was there at the beginning with you, Ben, and we know the backstory on this and what what flipped the switch for us to say, wow, this is clearly something people want. Tell that story about the first day we did this and when we realized, dang, we're onto something.
Oh man, that was a very wet day when it was pouring down rain, and we really weren't sure what we were doing. We kind of had an idea. We didn't ask permission. We just showed up at a local track, and weren't sure if we should cancel or not due to the torrential downpours. And lo and behold, we had roughly 20 children show up in the rain with their parents, and we taught kids to ride bikes in the absolute rain with really no advertising of letting anyone know other than a few signs and word of mouth. And kind of saw from there, if people are going to come out in that, they're going to come out, the need is there, and they're going to come out at any point. So we had a really special young girl with us that day who had been battling, you know, definitely had been through the paces with her health and things like that. And she was determined to learn to ride a bicycle that day, which I think we pretty much put in about 4 or 5 miles of jogging around the track and lots of encouragement. Don't think I could talk or walk for a few days after that.
Well, listen, fast forward 4 years to where we are now in the next event, March 17th. Both of you guys, is it amazing where it is now from when you guys first brainstormed it?
Oh, man. I mean, I never would have dreamed it would have gone this far. It's been cool to see not only the cycling community. I think that was kind of the original thought was, okay, hey, a bunch of new cyclists. This is going to steamroll through that. But really just the outpouring of the community in general, kind of taking hold of this with Parks and Rec and other organizations, you know, Mecklenburg County Health, things like that, getting involved, well-run media and getting the word out to, I mean, we're now coming up on our second event of the year with another 3 to go after that for a total of 5 for this year. Looking into 2019 with, I'd say, at least that many, if not more, all around the city, and just, you know, more and more participants and more volunteers has been great. I mean, there was a time where at first we were like, are we going to have enough volunteers? And now sometimes we worry, do we have too many volunteers?
Never.
Never.
Exactly.
Listen, let me jump in here and thank you, Ben Cooley from Bicycle Sport, to come on and talk about the Learn to Ride program. Everyone needs to know that you don't have to make a reservation and you don't have to pay a fee. This is free, run by volunteers, just like DC, just like Ben and a bunch of other people. Thank you for what both of you do, and I look forward to seeing you March 17th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Wingate Park Rec Center. Ben, take care.